This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sandy right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean, that's sincerely 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. If you're not part of the solution, you know what it is, right? You're part of the problem. But you already know that. I shouldn't have to keep telling you. You need to be aware. Again, as I said before, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved, be engaged, be... Just please pay attention. How about we start off there? Just pay attention. All right. So I don't know if some of you caught it this morning. I was on Newsmax, and they played a clip that I got to tell you, it just poked me in the head. That's how mad it got me, and the madness came in the form because. We listen to these people. You know, they'll never give President Trump the amount of time he should get. But when it comes to Pelosi and her crew, they get all kinds of crazy time on video. And half the time, you can't even understand what the heck she's saying. Right? Would you agree with that? So I want to play you this clip from MSNBC. See if you feel the same way I do. I mean, I've listened to it a couple of times, and I got to tell you the truth, it's infuriating. And I say that not because I don't like the woman. You know, let's be clear, too. Unlike other groups and other parties, when I don't like somebody, I don't want them dead. That's not the goal. I want her to go spend time with her grandchildren. Get gone. Leave the rest of us alone to live our lives. You don't know better. You'd like to believe you do, but you don't know better. Anyway, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's see, here we go. Take a listen and pay attention, seriously.
We must subject this whole complex, though, to scrutiny in light of what happened and the fact that the inauguration is coming. To that end, I have asked retired Lieutenant General Russell Honoré to lead an immediate review of security infrastructure, interagency processes, and command and control. The General is a respected leader with experience dealing with crises. As a former Vice Director for Operations, J3, with the Joint Chiefs of Staff, his focus was military support to civilian authorities. And he has experience with the national capital region's security. House leadership has worked with General Honoré, seen up close and personal his excellent leadership at the time of Katrina. Particularly Mr. Clyburn was the head of our Katrina task.
So here's what I find interesting about this. She's excited about it because he did such a great job with Katrina. Didn't they scream about the job that was done with Katrina? Weren't the Democrats having a fit because they felt like, you know, that truly the effort, the time, that everything wasn't given to Katrina that it needed to be? I mean, that's what I remember, but, you know, I remember things wrong all the time.
force. So he and I and others know full well how fortunate we are that the general has accepted, is willing to do this. Members are moving forward with strong oversight from committees, of course, to have after-action review. There is strong interest in the Congress and the 9/11 type commission and outside commission to conduct that after-action review.
A 9/11 type of commission. 3,000 Americans were killed in those buildings by Muslim extremists. Right? We know what went on. We know what went down here at the Capitol. And she likens it to a 9/11 event. Nothing about, you know, where Seattle and Portland were actually taken over by Antifa and BLM. City blocks were taken over. No, that didn't bother her.
In the meantime, I'm very grateful to General Honoré for taking on this responsibility.
Yeah,
hey, thanks for watching.
Go away. Yeah, I don't want to see her. That's not the clip I wanted, but close enough for government work, you know. But what do you think about it? Right? And you think about what she's saying there. She's honoring somebody who they were tearing apart. There's something wrong with these people. What I wanted to get at when she was talking about when the Capitol, when they were rounded up at the Capitol, put in the room, where they all felt like they were going to die. They felt like the Jews at Auschwitz. And why the Jewish community doesn't go into uprising with her? Because they were rounded up for their safety. Right? The Capitol Police were protecting them. How does she compare that to the Jews of Auschwitz? Is she for real? And for you Jewish Democrats to buy this, I'm floored. I'm floored that you allowed her to get away with this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate your time you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. If I can buzz him, Julio Rivera is going to join us after the break. He's senior editor for... God, I screw this up all the time. Every single time I do this with him. Reactionary Times. So head over to ReactionaryTimes.com, write it down, whatever. Senior editor, young guy, senior editor of Reactionary Times. He wants to talk about whether the labor movement or how involved the labor movement has been in all of this unrest. And I tend to be on his page with that. You can't get that kind of cooperation. You can't get these people together without having somebody like a labor movement behind. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. One of my favorite guys to have on the show with me. I have a lot of fun with him when he's on. Julio Rivera joins me. He's the senior editor of Reaction Every Time. Now, Julio, before I let you speak, you're not related to that other Rivera fellow, right?
Which one would that be?
The guy with the stash.
Guy with the mustache? No, I am not related to him.
Good.
No,
all right, good.
I can't grow a mustache like that, even if I tried. I don't think most people can. I think Raul's mustache has a life of its own. I think it's like its own being, and it just happens to rest on his upper lip.
I think it's a caterpillar, just nobody knows about it. So.
Exactly, yeah. He still hasn't realized that it's just hanging out on his face. don't know.
So you and I grew up in some questionable areas of these United States. I grew up in Boston, and you grew up in Jersey. When you look at everything that's gone down with the, whether it's the cheating or what have you, and everybody seems to be so surprised at what's taking place, and I'm going, are you people for real? This has been going on for years. This is actually nothing new. How did we get caught with our pants down? That's what I want to know.
Well, yeah, you know what's crazy? You're absolutely right. You know, Patterson, every couple of elections, we always have like a big scandal, something related to either ballot harvesting or, you know, voter fraud or something similar to that. Even actually the president had tweeted back in June, we had a special election in Patterson, New Jersey, my hometown, that was rife with fraud. I believe 20% of the ballots were found to be fraudulent in that special election. So basically what we had, I think, in the national election, once they opened it up for widespread mail balloting, especially in these important battleground states, it's basically you take what you've seen happen before in Boston and what I've seen happen before in Patterson, New Jersey, and you extrapolate that over, you know, a larger voting block, which is, you know, statewide in a lot of cases in multiple states. So it made it very, very easy for this to be a stolen election. And I feel really bad for President Trump, because he did a great job. He never accepted a penny to do all these wonderful things like fix the economy, like, you know, sign all these new diplomacy deals, you know, involving the Middle East and, you know, trying to keep that region of the world, which is, you know, generally the most explosive, you know, under wraps.
Don't go over that fast. But think about something. You're younger than I am. I have never known peace in the Middle East. I have never known Israel to get along with any other, well, you know, to be at peace with any other country. Here's a man who came in and made it happen, and they're trying to make him look like the worst thing ever since the plague.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that there's a lot of elements within that D.C. swamp. They profit off war. War is very profitable for the military-industrial complex. And I think that as long as there's that instability, that fear that at any moment, you know, Iran can hit, you know, Israel with some sort of a bomb attack, or they're developing a nuke or anything like that, that fear constantly, you know, continues to fund the flow of money towards that military-industrial complex, and there's a lot of people that stand to make a lot of money when the world is sort of, you know, very, you know, unstable. That instability is very important and very profitable for certain, you know, for certain people in our country. So they don't want to see peace in the Middle East. They don't want to see peace in the world. They don't want to see these things that President Trump worked so hard to bring. And, you know, I think it was one of those things, like, I've always said, if you give people the opportunity to cheat, or I shouldn't say people, I think you give the Democrats, because they're notorious for it, an opportunity to do it on a large scale like that, and they're going to go ahead and take it. The problem I have, though, is the actual GOP. You know, did they not have the foresight to see that this was going to happen? I mean, I remember this summer as these things were developing, I was doing, you know, a lot of different radio shows, and that was one of the points I would bring up is, why aren't the, you know, GOP state legislatures in a lot of these places that are going to go ahead and do the mail balloting, why aren't these state-level reps in the legislature fighting on the fact that, you know, these are constitutional issues? You know, if the state legislatures themselves did not vote to make changes to election procedure, that it's unconstitutional and it was a violation of equal protection. You know, nobody really took up that fight. And the people that were around Trump, a lot of them, I think, were snakes. I think these are people that should have been on top of that. Unfortunately, they failed. They failed. They literally failed the president. They failed their party. They failed the American people by allowing the Democrats to go ahead and cheat and steal this election.
Yeah. Look at Chris Christie. I mean, he was a presidential lover. I mean, you couldn't get him away from the president. He was his buddy. And when he got caught doing what most East Coast politicians do, you know, try to find jobs for all his buddies, he was out of there. And now he's the first one to turn on the president. And now here's a guy that the Democrats, which they're so notorious for this, they hated this guy. They hated Christie. They wanted him to go to jail for, what, a Bridgegate or whatever they were calling it.
Yes,
now, all of a sudden, he's a hero. And he's in the likes of Romney and Ryan and the rest of them, you know, we've got to clean this party up, but I don't think you're going to do it. Their tentacles are too deep into it. Do you agree?
Yeah, yeah. And they pander to the left, people like that, like the Chris Christies, the Mitt Romneys, Rick Santorum, one of your Italian guys. No, I'm just kidding. No, but Santorum, right? He's like, let's say him, right? He's a analyst at CNN, and he was one of the first people to attack the president. After being one of the first people, as soon as he was out of the primary, to support the president. A lot of these people just pander. They like the feeling of having cameras on them. They like going on television, and they like just saying whatever needs to be said at the time to keep themselves relevant. And I think that's what the issue is with Christie. You know, I think Chris Christie wants to be the Democrats' preferred candidate probably for 2024. He'll probably run for president again and get smashed because conservatives aren't going to vote for a guy like Chris Christie. I think that there needs to be, honestly, because, listen, bipartisanship is dead, right? It's become so super polarized.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're totally
so super polarized. But then you have these traitors, like these 10 congressional reps that voted for the impeachment of the president, right? So they think that they're going to play ball and suddenly the left is going to love them. What they don't realize is the left couldn't care less about you if you're a GOP. So don't sit there and try to play to them. You know, just go ahead and stand up for your principles, because what's going to wind up happening is all these weak-kneed Republicans are going to face some primary challenges. Just because Trump is gone does not mean that his supporters and the movement that he stood for is dead. Nothing could be further from the truth. What you're going to wind up seeing is, you know, there's still a lot of state legislatures. The majority of state legislatures are still controlled by the GOP. I think that we're going to have, hopefully, as fair as we possibly can, a midterm election. I think the element of the mail voting isn't going to be there because the coronavirus is being largely.
You are such an optimist. That's all I'm going to say. We have to go to commercial. We're going to have fair elections. Vito, bring me another bottle of wine. We're going to celebrate. I'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has now passed more than 400,000 deaths from COVID since the beginning of the pandemic. The country has averaged more than 3,200 deaths a day for the last 7 days, as Tuesday became the first day since New Year's Day that there were less than 200,000 new infections reported. At a memorial service for those lives lost to the pandemic, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris said it's a time for the nation to grieve and to heal together.
We gather tonight, a nation in mourning, to pay tribute to the lives we have lost. A grandmother or grandfather who was our whole world. A parent, partner, sibling, or friend who we still cannot accept is no longer here. And for many months, we have grieved by ourselves. Tonight, we grieve and begin healing together.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
It's a good little Latin beat for my buddy. Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The one good Clooney that we, because the other one's useless, you know what I'm saying? So anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Welcome back to the show. Julio Rivera, he's the senior editor for Reactionary Times. You know, you need, before we get rolling, because we get to talking and we forget everything, tell people where to find your show, where to find Reactionary Times and all of that.
Well, I'll tell you where you can't find my show right now is YouTube, because we got the platform. We were part of, you know, The Purge, which I'd really like to get into what's the implications of that going forward. But you can find me at reactionarytimes.com, reactionarytimes.com, which is real news. Unspun news. We try to keep it about who, what, when, where, why. We do have a clearly tagged opinion section, which we run conservative editorials, but we try to report the news as it is in its purest form. You can also read my columns at Newsmax.com, Townhall.com, AmericanThinker.com, BizPack Review, PJ Media, and several others.
We only have an hour, you know.
You know, I can go on for hours with all the places I work for.
So, you know, it's funny. You mentioned something during the break that I've talked about. I said we are becoming Venezuela North. If you're in California, I've been joking about it tonight. They actually cut our power off. You know, they're now. Here's a state that spent hundreds of millions of dollars to get windmills, right, to harness the energy of the wind so we can have electricity. And now when it winds up, they shut them down because the transmission lines apparently won't take it in the heavy winds. So they just shut your power off, right? And now I hear they're trying to get people who have generators that are running their houses on generators when the power goes down. You know, because you're not supposed to do that, you know. I don't know why you're not, but you're not supposed to do that. But, you know, you look at that kind of thing going on around you, and they're getting away with it in California. What's going to keep Joey B. from doing it? You know, we have to fight harder. And we have to have people around us we can trust. You and I were talking about how President Trump had people around him that failed him. They were in one way they were patting him on the head, and then they were stabbing him in the back at the same time. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and it's going to get exponentially harder to go ahead and fight our cause because you see right now the attack against free speech. You see President Trump, you know, basically getting his social media platforms deplatformed, you know, being deplatformed from them. You see the attack now because one of the things in the stimulus bill, President Trump said that, you know, he wanted a concession for the CDA 230 issue. He never got that. Don't expect the next congressional session to even broach that subject because the liberals like what they have there, you know, with these social media giants having the ability to basically just cut people off, like California electricity, real quick in one fell swoop. They can get rid of giant swaths of conservative thought leadership in just one moment. The other thing, too, let's talk about what are the major conservative platforms that we've dominated for years and that have helped express our cause to large groups of Americans. You talk about what are we doing right now? We're talking on conservative talk radio. Conservative talk radio falls under the jurisdiction of the FCC. You know, obviously it's not going to be a Jeff Pies FCC anymore. It's going to be more fascistic. Is that a word, fascistic? A more fascist FCC, which is going to go ahead and attack, you know, conservative talk radio. Cumulus already put out a statement, yep. You know, Cumulus, which has, I believe,
Levine,
what is it, like,
and
Shapiro,
and Hannity. Yeah.
Hannity, people like that, that if they talked about voter fraud or it being an illegitimate election or anything about the election being stolen, that they would go ahead and censor and eventually take these people off of talk radio. Now, these are people with listenerships in the, you know, tens of millions if you combine the aggregate amount of listeners that they all have. I suspect that that's probably going to then, now you can project that onto television. You know, you have a really wonderful network that has been growing and increasing in popularity, which I've been on for the last 5 years, which has really helped me and been a partner in building my career, which is Newsmax. Newsmax is probably going to be under FCC attack because right now it's going to become all arbitrary. You know, if, like the reason that I got deplatformed on YouTube is that they had a clause in their terms and conditions that says that you cannot do either spam, which we don't do, scams, which we certainly don't do, or misleading information or misleading content. So misleading, that's very arbitrary. They can sit there and say, or deceptive, that's the word that they use, not misleading, deceptive content. So anything, they can sit there and tag anything that they don't agree with as deceptive and go ahead and use that. Now, again, with the FCC, they can go ahead and do the same thing. They could say, well, you know, we don't believe what you're saying is legitimate. You know, how many times do legitimate things that are posted on Facebook receive fact checks where the fact checkers at Facebook try to claim that it's fraudulent even though it's not? That's you know, so it's going to be, like I said, exponentially harder. We really have to go all out in 2022. We have to retain some control, some purity of the federal legislature. If we don't, you know, we have to try to get back the House, which we almost got back in the last election. If you look at the map, I think, you know, even though we can joke about, you know, it being next to impossible to ever try to, you know, win elections again now that they have, you know, absolute power, We have to pour everything into the 2022 effort. If we can't get either back the Senate or the House, or if, you know, we find ourselves in that position where the Democrats still do have the absolute power by 2022, they'll affect so much change that, like we've always said and we've always warned, once we go past that point of no return, we may never win another election again.
No, you know, Julio, to your point, though, I got to tell you, in Georgia, I don't know if you looked at the final numbers, but at one point, the Republicans did not come out, even in the numbers that came out in the regular election. So some people say because Trump wasn't on the ticket, but Trump came out and you know, spoke to these people, begged them to come out. And the bottom line was when you had the people in the street, reporters in the street, and talking to these people, they said, why bother? They're going to steal it anyhow. So why should I?
Yeah, but that's a lot of that messaging. Listen, that's horrible. And that a lot of that defeatism. A lot of that defeatism was promoted by, like, some of the people who claim to be fighting the cause of Trump. Like Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood were telling people that Brian Kemp is dirty. And listen, I'm not the in biggest agreement of the way that Georgia handled the elections, but when you sit there and you try to basically accuse Brian Kemp of being a criminal and saying not to vote, purposefully putting a lot of effort, and these people have millions of followers aggregately, you know, telling them not to vote in the Georgia runoffs for the Republicans, that's something that became a real head-scratcher for me, especially when you consider the fundraising element of it. You're talking about the most important Senate race in history, and you had these, I'm just going to call them what they are, grifters, you know, claiming all these, making all these wild election claims. Most of them, as far as the fraud ones, are true. But some of the other stuff that they were saying, you know, in regards to Dominion was a lot of flimsy stuff that was debunked. But these people were raising money for themselves, basically. You know, these people are going to disappear with a ton of money once Joe Biden's inaugurated. They never overturned the election. And what they did was cost us Georgia by sullying the reputation of Georgia Republicans there.
I'm still waiting for the Kraken to show up. I don't know quite what that
is. Exactly. There's no Kraken. It was just money stacking by these people. They were just, you know,
I'm not going to give them credit, but let's just call things the way they are. You know, a lot of these courts that were run by the left, a lot of these judges, they could have taken this on. You heard about the fight that the Supreme Court had that I do believe it went down. Here's nine people that should be upholding the Constitution, and Spineless, Mr. Spineless, was more worried about riots in the street, which is none of his business. Not the law is not based on whether people are going to be teed off or not. So they should have taken these things on. The reality is that when one state sues another, they only have one remedy, and that's the Supreme Court. And the way our founding fathers made it was that's where they were supposed to take it. The Supreme Court should never refuse to hear a case between two states because there's no place else to go. That's it for them. So that was wrong. That was a cowardice act. And I don't know where we go from here with that, but that was a cowardice act, come on, frankly and truthfully.
Yeah, I think that's the problem. Actually, one of the negatives about the Supreme Court is that you have, and let's look at that Texas case. You know, you have people that have lifetime appointments, so they'll figure they'll live through this, they'll live past it, and then they'll remain on the court another year.
Hang tight, because we got to go for a break. I got to make some money unless you're cutting the checks. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. I'm back. I don't know about you guys. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, be involved, be engaged, and don't be like them, okay? Don't be a victim of your last tweet or something that somebody said to you or texted you. Make sure you get the information. Make sure you get it right. Make sure you have a clue. Julio Rivera joins me. He's the senior editor of Reactionary Times, and, man, he goes all the way back with us to when we used to call him the Conservarican. Remember? Yeah, way back. So, anyhow, you know, with everything that's going on right now, you know, you grew up in the New Jersey area. I grew up in the Boston area, and I joke about on the show all the time that the mafia has nothing on the Democrats. Seriously. I mean, they could learn a lot from them if they would simply just pay attention. You know, we were talking on the break, and I've been meaning to bring it up, which is the labor involvement from the labor unions is just horrendous. Now, here in California, SEIU has a boatload of power, and so does the teachers union. Teachers union has a credit line of $60 million Think about that. $60 million. And they very much get involved in some of the major elections around here where they, you know, they give money, they walk, they call. And they can make a major league difference because when it comes to, you know, we're all, you know, heartstrings, right? Teachers, they teach our kids. They, God, they're just angels from heaven. And I have news for you. Like any other industry, they ain't all angels. And the SEIU is another one. They're not in it for the betterment of everybody. They're in it for the betterment of the SEIU. So, you know, they had a lot of involvement in this election, didn't they?
Yeah, you know, that's the thing, that unions are no longer so much to protect the interests of the worker. I think a lot of those battles have largely been waged as far as for, you know, fair wages and mm-hmm. for worker safety and all that. This is the 1900s. You don't have people dying in factory fires and sweatshops or any of that kind of stuff. What they are is they're political machines. You know, what they do is they extort basically from their members, hefty sums in union dues, and then they go ahead and apply that money politically. You know, they will go ahead and listen, you could be a good, decent, Christian, conservative, hardworking person. Your funds will go to further the causes of, things like, you know, say Planned Parenthood or other things that you may morally object to. But one thing that was kind of interesting is the labor union now has taken up the cause of supposedly of Black Lives Matter. You know, pretending or feigning interest in, the black cause or the cause of Black Lives Matter. And let me say, first of all, I believe all lives matter. I believe Black Lives Matter, but I don't believe in Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter itself, to me, is a Marxist organization. They're sitting there, you know, trying to forward the cause of the extreme left, and that's not a good thing. But one of the things in reactionary times, we did some proprietary initial reporting. We were able to get some information on one of these union leaders from the Atlanta area who's really been pumping. Atlanta's kind of the hotbed of the whole Black Lives Matter thing. But this guy, Chuck Stiles, who's actually the Teamsters, he's a Teamster boss there, basically has been propping up the whole Black Lives Matter movement. But we did a little research and digging. This guy never actually took any of that money that was raised by the union to ever support any of the black candidates that were in. And believe me, there's plenty of black politicians in Atlanta. I know that. You know that. They've never actually donated to any of these people, never supported any of these black candidates, and these people engage in, I have a piece on reactionarytimes.com. If you go ahead and look it up, that goes into some of the union abuses over the last year or so, and in a lot of different unions. But in particular, in this particular union that's ran by Chuck Stiles, there's a lot of things going on with no-show jobs, payouts going out to people for phantom work, just a lot of things. Like the worst of what we usually associate with union sort of chicanery is going on there. And the bad part about it is because, you know, Black Lives Matter has become such a buzzword, you know, in America, that people like, you know, this Chuck Stiles and the union movement as a whole will go ahead and try to purport that they're about the cause of trying to, you know, improve the lives of black people. When really, you know, they're not doing anything in particular to improve the lifestyles of these people. They're not doing any particular larger number of hiring of black people or, like I said, donating any money to causes that actually help black people or black politicians. So it's just all a lie. It's the same way that white liberals jack the Black Lives Matter movement so they can go ahead and get away with a lot of things that they perpetrated this summer, a lot of the violence, a lot of the destruction of public property and all of these things that were done so supposedly in the name of Black Lives Matter.
Well, when you think about it, you know, tell people when the Democrat Party realized it was losing traction in the black community, they turned their sights not just to the Hispanic community, but actually to the illegal community. And you know, they, you know, right? I mean, they were pushing hard to help these people out, and they're really Americans too, you know, the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
And then you watch them, and then when the what was it, Floyd, the one that kicked this whole thing off, and BLM came to, you know, all of a sudden they started getting power, the Democrats went, whoa, okay, so we'll attack on this front with the illegals, and then we'll get our black brothers, we'll get them back into the fold now, because we're for them. And they're opportunists.
You know what's crazy? You know what's the biggest thing that you can see that proves that the left doesn't care about illegals? Is that President Trump in January of 2018 offered to grant some semblance of legalization amnesty, legalized 1.8 million illegal residents, which was the 600,000 Dreamers, and then two times that number additionally. Right. The left balked at it because President Trump wanted $25 billion in border funding. How many hundreds of billions of dollars have been wasted in all these coronavirus stimuluses right now? And they were arguing about $25 billion to permanently solve the issue of illegal immigration. They couldn't care less about brown people. They could have legalized the Dreamers. The Dreamers could have already been 2 years, almost 3 years into their pathway to citizenship.
Well, come on. We know they're full of garbage. I mean, look at what they're doing right now. And you look at the stimulus packages and how much money they're willing to give us and how much money they're spending sending overseas. We shouldn't be sending nickel one overseas right now until we get our stuff in order. We can't help everybody. We can't
We have to do gender studies in Iraq. Don't you know that? We have to do Middle Eastern gender studies.
I'm not trying to be rude or mean, but, you know, walk by Joe, drop your drawers, I'll tell you what you are, move on, and I'll do it for $1 million. You don't have to even pay me 10. You know, this is ridiculous. And again, it's not to make it a better place. What are we giving Egypt? Are we giving, like, what, $1.4 billion or something along those lines? And we're giving Turkey money? Where do you think they're going to spend that money? They're going to buy arms from Russia. They're not going to buy it from us. They're not going to. What do you think they're going to do with that? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, man. I think that this is we're really living in scary times, biblically scary times.
Oh yeah, but more than just the Democrats taking over. These guys love to kick the can down the road. Now they're gonna defer more rents. They're gonna defer more this. When does the chicken come home to roost? All these people who aren't paying rent, but the owners still have to pay the mortgages. Where are they going to go with it when they come due? Forbearance. People don't realize. Look up the word. It doesn't mean forgiveness. It comes due at some point in time. They're going to crack it onto your rent? Or is the homeless numbers going to go through the roof in L.A. and San Francisco and other places, right?
Hey guys, I thought it already did. I thought there's going to be, forget it, there's just going to be feces everywhere. Feces and homeless.
There already is.
I know. It's going to get worse, so, you know.
They're talking about San Francisco as a virtual.
Buy platform shoes, Joe, because you're going to want to be up above all that.
I remember those. Yeah, those were. Anyway.
I'm sure you used to wear them. I'm not, bright color.
I'm pleading the fifth.
I can see you with the shirt open, with the chest hair, you know, the very Italian.
Hey, the chain, right? Remember the chain? Got to do the chain.
I have the chain with the hand
and the horn. Yeah, 70s. I don't know what to tell you. Thank you for bringing that back up. Really appreciate it. Bell bottom pants, the leisure suit. Yeah. Here we go. See, you totally threw me off, my friend.
It's been very early in the morning here. See, where you are, you're in the evening. I am at it's going to be 7 a.m. in the morning here.
We're in an undisclosed location.
Where
the U.S. government cannot get a hold of you.
No, believe me, they can get a hold of me anywhere in the world. I would never go ahead and put that past them. So.
Well, no, right. But, no, we are, we, it's really funny, just to take a swipe at my Christian friends for a minute, I always say the same thing. It's like, they're all calling out for us to pray for the president. They're all calling us, where have you been the last, you know, 3 years, 11 months, and 2 weeks? And the bad part about this, what I'm more worried about, you know, not many people are talking about, but you're already seeing it heat up in New York. They're going to go after this guy to ruin him, ruin his family, ruin his finances. We need to stick up for Trump long after he's out of office, don't we?
Yeah, definitely, because I think this is going to be the beginning now. You know, I think legislatively, since they have that, they can go ahead and continue. Like I said, they're going to continue the impeachment hearings after the Senate trial.
Yep.
I don't think that they'll get 67 and impeach him, though. I think that'd be hard. But who knows, with absolute power, if they can do some sort of wrangling to change the rules and convict them with a simple majority. Who knows?
All right. They're going to cut you off, and I know you don't like that. So head over to Reactionary Times, reactionarytimes.com. Check out Julio Rivera and check out his show. Julio, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen, people, have a great rest of the weekend. Be safe. Don't be stupid.